Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And in the studio here with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Bunny.
And nobody.
You can bring up anything here as we've been discussing the pushback against masks in places like the Big Sky Country, Montana. We can get back into that story that sparked up some different conversations. And then Turd Ferguson called in at the end of the last hour to bring up what I consider to be a very interesting bill. To make daylight saving time permanent, according to the bill's sponsor, Marco Rubio, which is a bipartisan bill. So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Republicans, and then 1, 2, 3 Democrats. So you know, multiple people from both sides are behind this particular bill. And according to the release, the call to end the antiquated practice of clock changing is gaining momentum throughout the nation, said Rubio. Studies have shown that many benefits of a year-round daylight savings time, which is why the Florida legislature voted to make it permanent in 2018. He says, I'm proud to reintroduce this bipartisan bill to make daylight saving time permanent and give our nation's families more stability throughout the year. In a year that feels like it's been in complete darkness, Senator Rubio and I have provided a solution to providing more sunlight you're not actually providing more sunlight, but you are making things simpler where people don't have to follow this stupid clock-changing thing twice a year. This according to James Lankford, who is a Oklahoma rep. He says, I don't know a parent of a young child that would oppose getting rid of springing forward or falling back. Congress created daylight saving decades ago as a wartime effort, and now it is well past time to lock the clock and end this experiment.
A wartime effort to do what?
I have no idea. I thought it wasn't it Ben Franklin who originally proposed daylight saving time or something like that?
Was it?
I don't recall. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to at 603-283-6060.
Even a working clock is wrong twice a day.
And what's the part about him saying, I don't know, a parent of any small child, why are small children affected worse?
Well, I mean, I think he might have been just referring to having to get up earlier, having to deal with, or at least the feeling of getting up earlier. Now, you know, it's hard enough to get your kids up for government school, you know, at 6 in the morning or 7 in the morning or whatever, and then to have the clocks change on you. And there's actually some health issues that can spring up in certain people. There have been studies that show there's more strokes and things like heart attacks because people are just extra stressed by having to deal with these changes. In fact, they might bring that up here. One of the sponsors, Sheldon Whitehouse, a Democrat from Rhode Island, said that Americans' lifestyles are very different than they were when daylight saving time began more than a century ago. Making daylight saving time permanent will end the biannual disruptions to daily life and give families more daylight hours to enjoy after work and school. The Sunshine Protection Act, is according to Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, Sunshine Protection Act takes a common-sense step to provide some much-needed stability for families in Oregon and across the nation. Springing forward and falling back year after year only creates unnecessary confusion while harming Americans' health and our economy. Making daylight saving permanent would give folks an hour back of sunshine during the winter months when we need it most. And, I mean, they're all right about this. Finally, the thing that politicians are making sense about. It's rare, but here it is.
Yeah, I think that getting enough sunlight on your skin is really important, and I like to look at the sun, but Ian thinks it's bad.
Well, looking directly at the sun, yeah, not a good plan.
Well, when it's setting, it's not as strong.
I think that's what they say, but it still probably could do some damage.
I don't do it for that long. I just look at it for a little bit until I can't anymore, and then I close my eyes.
Cindy Hyde-Smith is a Republican from Mississippi. She says, the public safety improvements, economic benefits, and the well-being of the American people are all excellent, incredible reasons to embrace year-long daylight saving time. I know the agricultural sector in Mississippi and across the nation desires this change. I believe the Sunshine Protection Act would give us an immediate and long-term boost after a terrible pandemic year and a very dark winter. So kudos to them for this. Now, another one said, extra sunshine in the evenings not only puts a spring in our step and offers the perfect reason to get outside, but it also positively impacts consumer spending and shifts energy consumption. Studies have found daylight, year-round daylight savings time would improve public health, safety, and mental health, especially important during this cold and dark COVID winter. I'm proud to have co-authored the provision of the 2005 law that extended daylight saving time by several weeks, and I'm now proud to sponsor the Sunshine Protection Act to add an extra hour of sunshine for the full 365 days a year. That from Ed Markey, a Democrat from Massachusetts. So
the idea that something could positively or negatively affect consumer spending betrays a severe lack of understanding of economics. People spend on what's important to them, and there's no reason for other people to prefer one thing or the other.
Maybe it's just that during the time changes, people behave differently. You know, so they go someplace they would otherwise not go. Or
what they mean when they say it is that people are spending more, but the idea that it's better for society as a whole if people spend more is absurd. Maybe people need to save.
So some of the potential effects of making daylight saving time permanent include reduction in car crashes and car accidents involving pedestrians, better aligning daylight hours to drivers' standard work hours increases visibility, according to the American Journal of Public Health and the Journal of Safety Research. It also reduces the number of vehicle collisions with wildlife by 8 to 11% by shifting normal traffic patterns to an hour off from nocturnal wildlife's behavior. It also reduces risk for cardiac issues, stroke, and seasonal depression. So as we mentioned, as I mentioned earlier, there are actually, you know, people that have heart attacks because of the stress of making this change. Reduces the number of robberies by 27%, according to a 2015 Brookings Institution, because of the additional daylight in the evenings. Benefits the economy, according to a study by J.P. Morgan Chase, which found there's a drop in economic activity of 2.2% to 4.9% just when the clocks move backwards an hour. Reduction in childhood obesity and increasing physical fitness, according to different journals, which found that children see an increase in physical activity during daylight savings time. They're just more likely to get out if it's not dark right after they get home from school.
And they mentioned it makes less car accidents involving pedestrians. I could also see less car accidents involving pedestrians, because if it's suddenly dark on your drive home when it wasn't before, and like you just didn't notice you didn't have a headlight, or you had a headlight missing or something.
Yep, and that's what they said. So it does reduce car crashes just generally, and also car accidents involving pedestrians. It benefits the agricultural economy, which is disproportionately disrupted by the changes in time, by upsetting the synergy between farmers' schedules and their supply chain partners. And finally, reduces energy usage, according to a study by the U.S. Department of Energy. During the 4 weeks, the U.S. extended daylight savings, or during the 4 weeks, the U.S. extended the daylight savings from the 2005 law, there were savings of about 0.5% in electricity every single day. Further studies have shown that the energy savings are minimal, but a small savings does occur. So, I mean, what I really want to hear is the argument against this. How is it that this thing got brought up 2 years ago, or whenever it was that it was last introduced, because they're saying they're reintroducing it. So what was it that the people on the other side of this said? Oh, we like things the way they are. Let's not change it. You know, if it isn't broken, don't fix it. I mean, what are the arguments against getting rid of daylight savings time?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Can't think of one.
It's never made any sense to me. It's like, I mean, if you want to open or close at a different time during the summer, your business or your school or whatever it is you do, just do it. You don't need everybody to change their bleeding clock to do it.
Right. And it just throws people off. Half the time, you don't even know it's happened. And then you find out the next day, you're wondering why your cell phone time is different, if you've even noticed it. And you end up going either early or late for a meeting or something like that. And then, you know, usually people are nice about it. They're understanding of it. But scheduling meetings on the day after a daylight saving time change is generally a bad plan, because people still haven't taken, you know, they still haven't figured out that something's different. If you want to join the show here, you can. Our number is 603-283-6160. What are the arguments against this bill? I mean, is it going to actually go through this time? It would really be nice to see something like this happen.
It would.
and say goodbye to clock changes forever. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us here on the radio. We'll talk more about the mask resistance coming up on Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. The phones here are open for you if you want to join us. 603-283-6160 in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Bonnie.
Nobody. 603-283-6160. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a social media website. In fact, that's the topic we can get into a little bit later here tonight, the right-wingers are demanding that the government intervene in the social media COVID crackdown, restrictions, fake news, etc. They want to have the government.
I thought they were the ones who were supposed to know better.
Yeah, right? So we'll get into that coming up here in a bit. 603-283-6160 allows you to join us here. But we were talking about some of the mask resistance going on in places like Big Sky Country over in Montana, and I wanted to continue with that. Then maybe we'll get to a little bit of good news. The tyrant Sununu might be lessening his grip just a little bit here in New Hampshire. We can tell you about that as well. The number is 603-283-6160. Also, coming up this summer, ForkFest is happening. It will be the fifth annual ForkFest. And what is ForkFest?
Well, if ForkFest is minarchy, then ForkFest is anarchy.
And ForkFest is the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the long-running, I think this is probably going to be their 19th year. I know it's close to 20 years for the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I think I saw 18, because I got an email about it.
So, yeah, 18th year, and this will be the fifth year for ForkFest. There are two great festivals. They happen one week after the next. So the first, it's the Porcupine Freedom Festival on sort of the last week of the spring, first week of summer. And then you got the 4th of July, or the Independence Day week, which includes ForkFest. So you can go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event. It's June 28th through July 4th, and it'll be a great place to celebrate Independence Day and hang out with other freedom-loving people. They're at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, forkfest.party. If you've been looking for something to do, you want an excuse to come up and check out New Hampshire and see what it's like to actually be around freedom-loving people all the time. You can get a little sampling of what that's like up here during the summer. Again, June 28th through July 4th. Go ahead and get your campsite reserved or your RV site or your motel room because I'm not going to say room's going to run out. ForkFest has never come close to filling the campground. This is the largest campground in the state of New Hampshire. So there's a lot of space to expand, but it sounds like there's a lot more interest this year than previous years. So this may be the busiest year yet. Of course, the only way to know is to actually show up because we don't have any tickets. There's no tickets to sell because there's no organizers. There are no tickets that exist for ForkFest. You just got to get your campsite and come on up. ForkFest.party. So we were talking earlier about this story from StatNews.com about Montana and some of the mask resistance up there. The story may be written from sort of a pro-government perspective, but let's continue here. So in Flathead County, a member of the local health board who early on stirred skepticism about the deadliness of the virus has cultivated a large following that routinely defies public health guidance. The health board has refused to limit the size of gatherings despite a state mandate limiting crowds to 25 when social distancing isn't possible. And with more than 5,500 testing positive for the virus to date, the county accounts for roughly 10% of all their diagnosed cases. And again, cases is different from actual people dying. But mass defiance is not contained to the northeastern corner of Big Sky Country. A group called the Freedom Protection Project has toured the state campaigning against the mask mandate and raising money to fight it in court. In an email, the group framed its mission in language similar to the vaccine skeptics' talking point, saying that the media has grossly mischaracterized our group. We are not an anti-mask group. We are a pro-civil liberties organization. We have not had any anti-mask events. And this is a point that I thought was important to make, you know, when we were doing our mask freedom events. It wasn't that, I can only speak for myself, but it wasn't that I'm against people wearing masks. I mean, personally, I don't choose to do it, but it's your face. You can put whatever you want on your face. I don't care what it is.
I seem to remember you actually importing a pretty big box of Guy Fawkes masks one time.
I still have that box of Guy Fawkes.
I got a couple of them in my car.
Yeah, I think one of the boxes is in my car as we speak. Yeah. So, you know, there's a time and there is a place.
Actually, that was kind of fun when the bank demanded I wear a mask. I went out to my car and grabbed a Guy Fawkes mask.
What'd they say to you then?
They said, now we can't see your face. I said, isn't that the idea of wearing a mask? Make up your mind.
Yeah, there was a bank that didn't like it very much when I came in with that on. After they demanded that I wear a mask, they didn't care for that.
And they just saw your whole face when they told you to get out. Like, it's not like you changed your face.
That's right.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, I mean, it's still on the cameras. They could have fast forwarded 10 minutes if I'd, like, pulled out Newsy or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, again, you want to comment, 603-283-6160 is the number here. But, you know, I am personally against the idea of these masks. While I do agree it is your face and you should be free to do what you want with it, I will say I hope that people choose not to wear masks because I think it does dehumanize.
Yeah, I definitely don't. I'm not against it, as in people shouldn't be allowed to wear masks. But today when I was going on a walk, and a girl kept, like, stopping, walking towards me every time my dog Coconut would stop to pee, so that way we wouldn't pass because I was going to turn. And then when she realized that we were going to pass each other, she crossed the street and she was wearing a mask and she was completely alone. That just seems like mental illness. Like, that's just like you have an actual, like, problem with germs.
Well, I mean, people...
Some people are mentally ill.
Some people are, and there's a lot of people that are behaving the way that Bonnie describes, where they will push themselves as far away from the other person on a path. For instance, in this case, you said she just crossed the street entirely. But to sort of push themselves away from anybody who might be in their vicinity out of pure fear. And you're outside, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just the paranoia and the fear is just, I can't even imagine living like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty bizarre. I mean, especially given the thing that I always ask people, especially if they're asking like that, is, do you actually know anybody who's sick? And most of them don't, you know? Or they'll say, well, I know somebody who tested positive, and I'll be like, but did he get sick?
No. No. Yeah, we were on the phone today, you and I, nobody, with somebody we were having a meeting with, and he said he did come down with COVID, and that it made him a little sick for like a day. And that was it.
Yeah. So I guess I do know one person now. Wow.
Right, and he survived and didn't have a problem. In fact, there was another story in the news today about how I think it was 78%, according to the CDC, 78% of people hospitalized for COVID were...
old.
Overweight or obese. 78% of them.
See, that's kind of worrying because, you know, I'm getting there after this whole bloody lockdown.
Yeah.
You know, I'm up to, I'm pushing 250 now.
Oh, wow.
And I was, you know, I was a little under 200 not too long ago.
It's getting nice outside. We can start going on walks, nobody.
Groovy.
So, let's see, going on here with the Big Sky Country, the governor... who is a governor-elect, I guess, so he's probably now the governor, Greg Gianforte, was frequently photographed during the campaign not wearing a mask. Republicans swept the state in a historically lopsided election. Though they declined to be identified, several people who work in and around the legislature say they're concerned about a potential outbreak in the Capitol. The county health board sent a letter to the state GOP leadership asking members to limit their travel and opt for a virtual session, but there's been no public response.
I'd rather have COVID than herpes.
603-283-6160. You can join us here. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will call on states to make all adults in the United States eligible for COVID-19 vaccines by May 1st and set a goal for the public to be able to gather in small groups during the July 4th holiday. That according to senior administration officials as the president prepares for his first primetime address. Today is the one-year anniversary when the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a global pandemic, plunging the world into a year like no other. The pandemic changing the lives of many and altering how we work and connect with family and friends. A massive winter storm is on its way to the Rockies and Western Plains. The slow-moving storm is expected to dump several feet of snow and bring possible tornadoes this weekend. Denver could see up to 3 feet of snow. USA Radio News. President Biden signed his massive $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill a day earlier, the ceremony happening after Biden originally planned to sign it on Friday. The relief bill getting no support from Republicans in the House or Senate. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy telling Fox News,
"We tried with President Biden. He said, look, I'll meet you halfway. We said, okay. Well, and then he just ignored us. I mean, if he was meeting us halfway, he's a damn poor judge of distance."
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is marking the one-year anniversary of the first coronavirus shutdowns.
Over 500,000 Americans who have died. Around 30 million have become infected.
During a Capitol briefing, the California Democrat calling it heartbreaking. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 189 points. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The phones here are open for you if you want to join us. Number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thanks to Joshua, who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. That means Joshua is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can join the AMP program to help us get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board with the program, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you like what we do here, you can do as Joshua has done and join the AMP program with your debit card, credit card, PayPal, or Bitcoin BTC at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We've been sharing with you a story about some of the people in the Big Sky Country and the resistance going on there. There's a group of folks calling themselves the Freedom Protection Project, who's been touring the state campaigning against the mask mandate and raising money to fight it in court. And actually here in New Hampshire, I'm part of a lawsuit along with one of our other co-hosts, Aria DeMezzo, and the heroic local business owner in downtown Keene named Malaise, who owns Pho Keene Great, which is the local pho noodle restaurant here in Keene. This lady is a hero, and I'm so glad that we were able to connect with her last year because, well, first of all, the food at her restaurant is fantastic, but secondly, you know, she is a very brave lady who's willing to actually put her business and her freedom on the line in order to ensure that the government does not continue to step on people's rights. So grateful to know this lady. I wish there were more business owners like her. Unfortunately, they don't seem to be very large in number.
Well, you know, you spend your life building a business. You don't want to risk it.
But your business is dying. So what are you risking?
Yeah.
Your business is being snuffed out by government fiat, by government rules arbitrarily imposed by some man in a house somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Nice house, too.
At some point...
Been there many times.
Yeah, at some point you got to say, enough is enough, and I'm tired of being told what to do. I'm not going to do it. I'll do whatever I want, and I'll do whatever it takes to save my business and, you know, make sure that my employees can keep putting food on their dinner table at nighttime.
You got to say, whatever, I do what I want.
That's what I'm talking about.
Catch me outside.
So, a little bit more here. There's a doctor, which is hilarious last name here. Dr. Abrar Karan. K-A-R-A-N. I don't know how you pronounce it, but it sure does look like Karen. With Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School said, national political leadership in the post-Trump era needs to reframe masks as an easy-to-use weapon against the pandemic with very little downside. Well, sure, if you don't consider the...
Why would I want to use a weapon against the pandemic? It hasn't done a damn thing to me. If it wasn't for the bleeding media, I wouldn't even know there was one.
Yep. Well, how about the downside of...
Can I use a weapon against the media?
You could just not watch. But how about the downside of dehumanizing people? How about the downside of taking away the ability to express yourself with your face, you know, facial expressions to show that you're angry or that you're feeling good or happy or, you know, all of these things that we take for granted by virtue of just being a human. It's just wiped off by these masks.
Having to choose between being able to breathe and being able to see if you wear glasses.
Does the glasses fog up?
Yes.
I miss being able to see people's mouths when they speak, because I'm deaf as a post.
Yeah, that helps, too. What about deaf people? How are they doing these days? It's got to make life very difficult for them.
Yeah, it's always funny in the videos that Breaking the Flaw does, where the cops will be saying something to him, and I'm just like, I couldn't even hear what he said in the video. Like,
right, it's that hard to hear in the video. It's not easy to hear in real life. It makes it even harder for people on video to see. So it doesn't give us as much accountability for these government bureaucrats because now they literally are hiding their faces.
Making it harder to film the police.
Making it harder to film any government bureaucrat for that matter. But for the remaining states without mask mandates and those having trouble with enforcement having a national rule to be the theoretical bad guy, they say will ease the pressure on local health officials. Well, I would hope that if there is a mask mandate that is put in place nationally, that that we still have multiple states refuse to obey. And even if it results in them losing highway funds or whatever, hopefully they'll stay firm.
I thought that there already was a federal mask mandate, or is that just on federal?
Only on federal.
Ground?
On transportation, any kind of transportation.
Any federal anything, right? So, like, federal, are you saying even...
Well, also, I mean, an Uber is a federal crime if you're not wearing a mask in an Uber.
Are you sure, even if it's within the state boundaries?
I'm pretty sure. They don't worry about that 10th Amendment stuff anymore. It's not interstate trade anymore. It's whatever the hell they feel like messing with.
It says here, Kenosha Kyle in our chat room says, it is not a felony if you don't wear a mask in an Uber. It's just against Uber's policy.
It's not a felony, but I believe that it is a... federal crime. Let me.
Yeah, you'll have to check on that because I don't know how they would be able to do that. I know that Biden did wave his pen and he did one of those executive orders, presidential executive orders that mandated federal mask wearing in federal facilities. But that said, I'm pretty sure you can still walk into a post office and say you've got a mask exemption.
Okay. TSA to implement executive order regarding face masks at airport security checkpoints and throughout the transportation network.
Whatever that means.
Let me see what throughout the transportation network means. That's just the headline.
Wait, TSA?
And, yeah, this is transportation thousands standing around.
Yeah, that's them.
I didn't know they could pass laws?
They can't.
No, it's a, they were, they're supposed to be, they say implementing it, but enforcing it, but they say it's an executive order, so it's the child molester in chief.
Karen, who is the doctor here in Brighton, or rather Brigham and Women's Hospital.
Thanks, Karen.
The other way to look at it is if you have a national mandate, it becomes more normalized. It's got to come from the federal government. It will be harder and harder for individual governments to go against a national mandate.
Nothing normal comes from the federal government. I'm sorry. Trump was a lunatic, and now we got a child molester.
How nice, using the federal government to silence other states you don't even live in just because you want your will imposed on, like, 300 million people that you don't know.
Well, that's how desperate the, you know, mask mandate people are in the states like Montana, where it's difficult to get the population to go along with these things, or more difficult.
Well, maybe they should go someplace that's more coward-friendly.
Right, like California.
Yeah, California would be a great place for these people. Cuba, China,
mm-hmm.
You know.
603-283-6160, you can join us here. That's basically the story about a little bit of resistance there in Montana. If you want to weigh in on what's going on where you live, we'd love to hear from you. But meanwhile, a little bit of good news from here in the so-called live free or die state, which of course is anything but, and has certainly proven this year that it doesn't, I mean, it didn't deserve the moniker live free or die prior to 2020, but it definitely doesn't deserve it after 2020. But the local tyrant king, Governor Chris Sununu, is now saying he's going to roll back some of the restrictions, like domestic travel rules, retail stores operating at 100% capacity now, and karaoke apparently can resume at restaurants and bars. Now, this is strange because just yesterday they put out karaoke rules from the Liquor Commission saying that karaoke could only go on outdoors. So when they say karaoke can resume, I don't think they mean without any restrictions. Just that the karaoke can resume. But karaoke's been going on outdoors only for several months in New Hampshire. It's just no one wants to be outdoors during the wintertime. So,
yeah.
We'll see.
Well, let's go do some indoor karaoke, see what happens.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. There's a plan afoot to do just that here in downtown Keene, New Hampshire. I can't say where, and I can't say when at this point, because we don't have all the
will
details.
Will there be full facial nudity?
I don't. Well, I bet you there would be. If you're going to get up on stage and sing behind a mask, you've got to be ashamed of yourself.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live. You can join us if you want to. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You did a little bit of research there, nobody. You dug up the apparently order, not by the president, but the CDC.
Which does not have the power to pass laws. So this is, as far as I'm concerned, a completely vacuous statement.
Yes, but what did they say? I mean, this should be taken as a suggestion.
The CDC has issued an order that requires face masks to be worn by all travelers while on public transportation, which includes all passengers and all personnel operating conveyances. People must wear masks that completely cover both the nose, mouth and the nose while awaiting boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and ride shares as they are traveling into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories. People must also wear masks while on transportation hubs, e.g. airports, bus or ferry terminals, mm-hmm. train and subway stations, seaports, and other locations where people board public transportation in the United States and U.S. territories. And another interesting order that's been issued is, I just issued an order that the TSA must nurse on the snotty end of my meat whistle.
Nobody said.
Nobody said that.
603-283-6160. So ultimately, I mean, there's nothing that's going to happen to you if you are not wearing a mask and you get onto an Uber. Worst case scenario is the Uber driver refuses to let you in their car and they just, you know, cancel the ride and keep going. Or
I actually saw a video of a Uber driver getting bitch smacked for that.
Or they could report you, which I guess would be the worst case scenario. The Uber driver reports you as a bad passenger to Uber, and then Uber cancels your passenger account.
Yeah, see, Uber's already decided that because I sold some cannabis, I'm far too dangerous to drive for them, so I don't do Uber.
Yeah, Uber fired my sister because she was doing Uber Eats, and a restaurant like tattled on her to the app for not coming in without a mask.
Or so it was one restaurant complaint?
I don't know. She didn't get, like, an answer. It was she didn't get any actual specific answer.
Yeah, it was just, you're gone.
Yeah.
All right, so I got a little bit of good news for you here from indepthnh.org. This story just went live a few hours ago, so it's basically breaking news that Tyrant King Governor Chris Sununu says domestic travel rules will be immediately relaxed. Retail stores can operate at 100% capacity, and karaoke, pool, and darts can resume at your favorite restaurants and bars, at least the ones that are still in business after the last year.
Mm.
At his news conference today, he pointed to the positively trending data on COVID-19 as reasons for more flexibility. He says, quote, the trends are very positive all across the country, which gives us some flexibility, he said. The state will continue its mask mandate, however. Residents from outside of New England no longer have to quarantine prior to travel, prior to arrival in New Hampshire, he said. We're keeping a lot of the pieces in place to make sure we have a handle on the spread of COVID. He wants to help businesses plan for the summer. Well, here's what you do. If you actually want to help businesses, Sununu, you step out of the way and you let them make their own decisions for themselves, which, of course, he's not willing to do. He wants to micromanage absolutely everything about how businesses operate. He wants to tell he wants to tell them who they can let in, how often they can let them in, and as long as businesses, you know, accept this, they're going to keep doing this. They could bring these restrictions back in a moment if they wanted to. He says that we don't want the tourism industry to suffer. They took the brunt of the hit, if you will, last year, he said. Barbershops and salons may choose to allow walk-in customers without reservations and resume in-person waiting rooms. There will also be more flexibility for overnight and day camps and hotels and lodging establishments. 10% of eligible New Hampshire people have been vaccinated against COVID-19, and 21% have had their first shot, he said.
Well, if you've decided to participate in these medical experiments, I'd like to thank you for your service and suggest you stay the hell away from me for about 6 months.
This is so weird. Today we heard that, I wish I remember what it was called, but a city around Hartford, Connecticut, their schools got shut down for weeks because all of the teachers were having adverse reactions to the shot. I hadn't heard anything about that on the news, but yeah.
There have been thousands of deaths, as I understand it, as a result of these. Israel, I guess, got just about everybody vaccinated, and they're now saying that something like 50 times as many people have died of the vaccine as would have been expected to die of COVID.
Really?
Yeah, it's. I may be wrong on that factor. Don't quote me on it, but it was a high number.
So, anyway, he doesn't really have too much else to say, talking about, quote, we're not going to just rip the Band-Aid off and open everything up wide open. He said that would not be a very smart thing to do. We're just not there yet, he said. He said his goal is to get there before Memorial Day. So, yeah, not exactly a bastion of freedom here in New Hampshire. And the sad part is the state representatives are not in a position to do anything about this. I mean, while there are...
Yeah, they are. They could impeach the bastard.
Well, that's not going to work because he's popular. And that's one of the problems, is that the Republicans are split on these issues. So you've got the Democrats, which are not quite half of the state legislature, but they're a good chunk of it. You know, they got like 190 or something out of 400, roughly. I don't know the exact number. And then you've got the Republicans, of which there are dozens who are against the mask mandates, to be fair. But not all of them are. I don't know if it's half of them who are. So basically, you've really only got about a quarter of the legislature that is in favor of ending things like this tyranny. And the rest of them don't want to break from Sununu's side. They don't want to go against the Tyrant King. They don't want to be...
Well, that's not being in a position to do it. It's being in a position to do it and pussying out.
Well, yeah, but they not all of them disagree with these mandates. Some of them are afraid, like the local Republicans will not meet in person. So,
wow.
I mean, they're by no means are they any kind of opposition force to Sununu. And in order to overturn his mandates, in order to end the state of emergency, they need a majority of the state reps to be able to do that. I don't think they've got it. So they won't even be able to end the state of emergency on their own. It would be nice if we had that kind of support, but we don't have it.
Well, that's too bad.
Yep, 603-283-6160. And so, you know, that's just another reason why we need to have more freedom-loving people target places like New Hampshire. Come to a place where there are other freedom-loving people who are already in that place and already making strides. Again, there are freedom-loving people in the state legislature here, and they are enough to break any kind of tie vote. But as far as overturning the governor's illegal orders, going against the elected Republican governor here, it's they don't have enough people to do it. Now, the good news is Sununu may be leaving office after this term, which would mean that there would be an opportunity for somebody else to run where there's no incumbent.
Nobody's going to be crazy enough to run for that office.
Nobody might do it. Sir Kenosha Kyle says, what about those 30 Liberty reps, bro? Well, actually, there's more than 30 state reps in New Hampshire that do qualify as, at least according to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, as mostly pro-liberty, meaning that they vote in favor of freedom more often than they don't. And there's probably, 90 or so reps that are sort of ranked as an A or B rated rep here in New Hampshire. But there's 400 state reps, so, you know, we still need more than a quarter. We got to get to at least half. And that's going to take more people. It's going to take more activism. But the fact is there's actually a step in the right direction here. We actually have a chance here in New Hampshire.
That's true.
And it's been bad over the last year, but at the same time, it's been a lot worse in a lot of other places. And we've seen a large number of people who have been interested in making the migration here to New Hampshire. They've been coming here. They've been checking out New Hampshire. They've been visiting for a week or a weekend and kind of getting a feel for what it's like to be around other people that actually care enough to do something. You can join us as well. 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you want to join us on the air. Of course, you can join us in real life at ForkFest coming up this summer. Go to ForkFest.party, and you can learn more about that event there. That's ForkFest.party. Our number is 603-283-6160. The phones are open for you. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. Coming up, the conservatives are looking to the government to save them from Facebook restrictions. Is that the right plan? You can join us here at 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.